Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. We're also brought to you by Terzo, an authentic upscale European neighborhood restaurant in the heart of Cow Hollow in San Francisco. On Tuesday at AT&T Park in San Francisco, I had a chance to chat with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. Well, Hensley, as the season winds down, what are you trying to accomplish with some of these hitters, you know, going into the offseason, getting that momentum going for that?
Well, obviously, you know, you want guys to finish strong on a good note and then take that into their offseason. Hopefully they can all accomplish that. You know, we were taking a look at some young players that are getting a chance to play, you know, Parker and Williamson and Slater and guys like that, Jones. So hopefully they can have some kind of success here in these last 11 games so we can, go into the offseason with a good frame of mind and come back into camp next year, trying to get off to a better start and go from there. But, it's always good to finish strong.
Those younger guys that you mentioned, they all had to battle injuries. You know, it had to be tough because, you know, Slater was really rolling there for a while and then he got hurt. So how challenging was it to try to evaluate what they were doing and kind of get them started up again after their injuries?
It's always hard, spending how many ever weeks you spend out and then only playing four rehab games and then coming back to big leagues, that's not easy. So for me, he's still in rehab mode. He's only playing every other day. It's tougher to evaluate when it comes to that. But, you know, what he's done before he got hurt, it's a good indication what kind of player he is, you know. And hopefully he'll get a chance to continue to grow and be better.
Yeah, Slater looks really good. Parker looks like he's trying to improve on some things. Tell us about the progress he's making. I mean, we know he has the power, but it looks like he's going to the opposite field a little more and trying to avoid the strikeouts too.
Well, that's another guy that the injuries didn't help him. You know, he broke his collarbone, spent a lot of time out. Didn't quite take off running when he came back, you know, spent a lot of time in rehab and longer than anybody since I've been here in rehab. So, but now he's healthy, you know, he's getting his groove back and he's, trying to take that pitch away and do what he's supposed to do with it instead of hooking them all. And that's why you see some balls going that way. So at times it's just timing, he's late and he's going that way, but, you know, he hasn't really hit for the power that we expected, but when guys get hurt and they're coming back, they just try to survive and get hits, and I guess he's in that mode right now.
We'll have more with Hensley Mullins right after this. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, Sun First Solar, has a wide range of financing options and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. Sun First Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. Sun First Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870. And get your SunPower solar system today. Well, it seemed like early on that Ryder Jones was swinging at just about everything, and then he calmed down a little bit. I mean, how important was that to him, and where do you see his progress right now?
Well, right. So, just like a couple of the guys that came up, Arroyo and him especially, swing very wild, especially out of the zone. You know, I don't mind if they're swinging his pitches in the zone, but, we talked about, you pitch bounce, you swung like it was right on the middle. What were you thinking? What were you looking for? You know, what did you see? So it's a matter of slowing down. I showed him on the film the other day how he had a lot of head movement. First of all, going back and then down and then out. So that's a lot of head movement, and the eyes are moving. So when the eyes are moving, you think the ball is in the spot, but it's really not. And that's why they're chasing. So just slowing their head down, slowing the approach, and putting their foot down so they can rotate their hips and keeping their head still is one key element for them to swing at strikes and be productive. And, he's still trying to find that.
You know, even some of the veteran guys who didn't have the season that they wanted, what do you want them to do maybe in the offseason to sort of get back to where they were? I mean, a guy like Brandon Crawford, you know it's in there. You know he's done it before, but he didn't really have the season that he would like.
Well, you know, with Craw, I don't know. He's turned on pretty good here lately. You know, he's got 70 RBIs again. He's probably going to end up with 80 somewhere in there. You know, that's 3 years in a row with 80-plus RBIs, and that's leading all Major League shortstops in RBIs. So I'm not so sure he's had a bad year when it comes to that production. And he's had 13 home runs and then almost 30 doubles. So he's had a solid season when it comes to that. He was very unlucky in the beginning of the season, hitting balls, barrel outs. He was like fourth in the league. So I look at all of that stuff. Sure, he was a little off for a couple of months when it comes to driving the ball and hitting line drives and stuff like that. But, it's a long season. These guys as good as they are, sometimes they struggle a little bit, but, consistency is all I ask for, you know, and really nothing should be changed because he's swinging better right now. It's just being consistent, swinging strikes, and being lucky. You know, you got to be lucky to get some hits in this league.
Well, no doubt about that. And Joe Panik is another guy who kind of came on strong after, he was having an okay season, but now, I mean, he's really turned the numbers up a notch, especially after that one series where he had the most hits of any Giant in a three-game series.
Right, so Joe, all the adjustment I asked him to do is choke up a little bit on the bat, and he's taking off running. He's in like 440 this month, which is in the top five in the league. Good for him. You know, he's a guy that puts the ball in play. He's the hardest guy to strike out in the National League the last couple of years, but he's very unlucky. And the shifts don't help these guys. You know, these guys hit the ball hard a lot of times. And there's three guys standing on that side of the field, you know. So what do you want to do? Just change your swing and hit the ball where they're not standing. That's hard to do. So I'm happy he's finding green and beating the shift in certain instances. But, he's a guy that he's confident right now. He's seeing the ball good. He's finding holes.
We'll continue the conversation with the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, Hensley Mullins, in just a moment. Remember that old Abbott and Costello baseball routine? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know is on third? Well, actually, when talking about third, I do know that terzo means third in Italian, as in a third place to gather and share food and wine. That would be for your third meal of the day. Yes, dinner. And it should be your first choice when you're looking for an authentic, upscale European neighborhood restaurant. Located in the heart of Cal Hollow, Terzo is a beautiful combination of modern and cozy. Terzo's food is inspired by the coastal regions around the Mediterranean Sea, sourced from their bountiful local farms and ranches. The eclectic and diverse wine list is attractively priced, draws from regions all over the world, and is designed to pair perfectly with the cuisine. Terzo, 3011 Steiner at Union Street in San Francisco. And by the way, I do know Christian Arroyo at third base. I'm glad you mentioned the shifts because that's got to be difficult. You could really get yourself in a funk if you start trying to hit the ball and aiming it a certain way, right?
Right. So, everybody's got an approach. Everybody's got a type of swing. And, if you tinker with it, try to change it sometimes on the fly in the season, it might not work out. It might work out, but you never know. But the one thing that we do is guys that hit the pitches that are away, the left-handed hitters to the pull side on the ground, that's one thing we try to correct in their swings is just wait a little longer and hit that ball more towards the middle of the field. And then you might hit a line drive instead of a ground ball to the pull side. And that's one thing they feed us. You know, they throw us a lot of off-speed and fastball counts, meaning a changeup, 1-0, Joe gets a lot of those. Bell gets a lot of those. Crawford gets a lot of those. And they got such good hand-eye coordination that they put the ball in play, and they put it weakly in play to the pull side, and because it's not a fastball, you know. And that's what we're trying to get them to be more consistent on laying off that pitch when they see it, when they're ahead in the count, and perhaps get a better pitch the next pitch. So that's another approach we're trying to implement, and because the league has adjusted to us hitting the fastball. And then now they're throwing off-speed pitching and fastball counts. So now we have to counterattack with a plan.
I'm sure you're well aware that in Major League Baseball we're on the verge of a home run record. What's your take on it? I mean, everybody talks about you know, the different kinds of swings now, and you know, the baseballs being tighter and all that kind of stuff. You know, what do you think are the main factors?
I'm not sure. You know, we don't hit them, so we only have 130, I think, this year. We have to have power to hit home runs, and you have to have a somewhat home run conducive park. This one is the last one in the league, and we don't have that much guys with power. You know, if you look around the lineup, you know, Span has had his career high last year. He's tied it this year, I believe. Panic has got 10. He had career high last year with 12 as well. Buster's career is 24. You know, he's trying, but he's getting more hits. Last ground balls. You know, Crawford is 21. Belt had his tightest career high this year with 18. So, you know, that's where we at. We don't have 30 to 40 home run power. And when you see home runs being hit at the record pace in other places and you're not hitting them, you're at the same level, you're like, I don't know if it's the ball, the ballpark, or the players, you know. And for me, in a lot of places, the balls are carrying. Like when we go on the road, we hit more home runs than we do at home. And some players, like the J.D. Martinez's, the Justin Turners, the Murphys, and the Zimmerman, these guys have made it a point to hit more fly balls. That's changing their swings, and it's conducive more home runs for them in the parks they're playing. So we've talked about it with some of our guys going into the off season. You know, I even put some ropes in the cage where the angles, we'll talk about launch angles these days, and where the angles are conducive to more balls in the air in this ballpark. So we're working on it. You know, hopefully it won't take long at least we'll produce more extra base hits.
It's so different, Hensley, isn't it? I mean, when you were a kid and you're playing, I mean, I know for me, it was, hey, hit the ball on the ground. There are no bad hops in the sky, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we're talking about something totally different with launch angles.
Right. So so I had the office here produce a sheet for me that gave me all the percentage of probable hits in this ballpark and where they're at. So fly balls to center field here over 25 degree is 0% probability of a hit. So why do you want to hit a fly ball that high at center field here? We see Bell hit 40 of them this year and they're all outs, you know. So you have to pick your poison when you do that. You know, you have to keep the ball under a certain angle so it can continue to travel in this ballpark, and that's what we're trying to do.
All right, Hensley. Yeah, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants hitting coach Hensley Mullins. Join us again on Friday. We'll be hearing from John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.